Chapter 3. Poo-poo's Density. The dogs followed the clanging sound through the woods. Every minute or so they would stop, wait for the noise to ring out again, adjust their angle of pursuit, and move toward it. Each time they stopped to listen, Poo-poo took advantage of the opportunity to do his favorite thing, lift his head toward the higher branches and sniff for squirrels.
"Those conniving, fuzzy puff buckets are getting pretty smart," he said during one of these stops.
"You mean the squirrels, Poo-poo?" asked Karen.
"That's right," Poo-poo answered and nodded curtly. "Those whisker twitchers have become highly advanced, I think. The nut-dropping scoundrels are hiding better than ever."
Mutt asked,
"How do you think they're doing that?"
Poo-poo was quick to answer.
"Well, obviously they've had to create a whole new array of weapons and tools to combat my superior squirrel hunting skills. That's certainly why it's so hard for me to find them lately. Those stinky furballs created new methods and devices in a last-ditch attempt to cling to any final hope for species survival. They had to do it to stand any chance against me."
His friends were quite impressed with this concept. Mutt asked,
"What new tools have they developed, Poo-poo?"
"I wish I knew, Mutt. I wish I knew," answered Poo-poo. "I wouldn't be surprised if they now have cloaking devices to hide themselves from my tremendous sniffing abilities. Or perhaps they invented a camouflage machine. I bet they scurry into it whenever their radar devices detect I'm in the area."
"Camouflage machine?" Karen asked. "Radar devices?"
"For sure,"
Poo-poo said, and nodded with absolute confidence.
"It's why I can't find those nasty fluffballs. It's the only explanation I can think of."
Stripes, Mutt, and Karen were almost awestruck by everything Poo-poo said. They followed each of his words with wide-open eyes and utter concentration. He had worked himself up into a pretty good frenzy.
"Each one of those sniffy whisker flickers drives me nuts," Poo-poo sneered.
He spoke through clenched teeth as he paced back and forth.
"They're my arch enemies, my daily obsession, my whole reason for living. I was born to prove my..."